Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
February 14 is the annual Day of Purity. This is a day that we launched a number of years ago to encourage and to stand with youth all over the country and even around the world to make a decision to stand for purity until you enter into a biblical marriage. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, in today's culture, young people are bombarded with messages that encourage promiscuity. And that's why a number of years ago, we launched the annual Day of Purity. This year is going to be on February the 14th. It's on that day if it's during Monday through Friday, or it's right there near it if it's during the weekend. This particular day is during the week, and it's February 14th. It's the 16th annual Day of Purity. And we want to encourage young people to wear white on February 14 to publicly proclaim and promote abstinence and inspire other young people to save sexual intimacy for marriage. Matt, we've had very good responses from young people around the country, even around the world, that say thank you because the pressure that they receive oftentimes goes the other way, and this allows them to not only make a statement and a public stand, but also to be encouraged by others who will do something similar to this. And so we encourage them to wear white. We also have the Live Pure wristbands that we can provide to young people around the country.
Yeah, we have a tradition in my family. As you know, I have two teenage daughters. My youngest daughter just turned 15. And when my older daughter turned 15, we went together and had a daddy-daughter date and went and she picked out a purity ring. And this week, I'll be doing the same with my younger daughter. We're going to go. And this was their request. They asked for this. So they participate. They are an anomaly in their schools. It's sad to say, but Planned Parenthood and GLSEN and all these, promiscuity groups, and that's what they are, push this value-free sex education.
Yeah, which really isn't value-free at all. They have their own views.
They push a promiscuous agenda. And so to stand firm for the Day of Purity and for waiting for biblical marriage and to have sexual relations with your spouse in marriage, it's an unpopular in the world today in the United States of America position to take. So it takes courage for these young people to overtly and outwardly stand firm for God's way, for purity.
You know, and I love the verse that we base this on. It's 1 Timothy 4:12. It says, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity." And you know, we have examples on our website at lc.org/Day of Purity. And we have people, young people that have given their testimony and pictures of them wearing white, like Audrey, who says, I choose to stay pure because I can save myself for my future husband. Or you have Eddie, who says, "Bringing God honor and praise is probably one of the most important aspirations for me to attain even in my youth." I mean, these are young people that are standing for God's righteousness and purity in their own lives as an example to others.
Yeah, and regarding the spiritual benefits of purity, the Bible is clear that to have a pure conscience before God, people must flee from sexual immorality. That's from 1 Corinthians 6:18. And because no other sin so clearly affects the body as this one does. Now, that's a passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 that says all other sins outside of sexual impurity, immorality, are outside the body. But sexual immorality is different because it's different than other sins. It's a sin against your own body, and it affects you in other ways that other sins don't. It's a very significant, not only spiritual, but physical issue that has a negative effect. And regarding the physical benefits, We have listed so many of those. Every year, we have 20 million new sexually transmitted infections in the United States.
20 million.
Yeah. 20 million.
It's rampant.
Yeah, young people between the ages of 15 and 24 account for 50% of these STIs. And according to the Guttmacher Institute, that's the Planned Parenthood program. So this comes from them, approximately 448,000 U.S. women aged 15 through 19 become pregnant in 2013 alone. And yeah, that number continues to change every year. 72% of adolescent pregnancies occurred among 18 to 19-year-olds, and 4 pregnancies occurred per 1,000 families age 14 or younger. That same year, this is a 2013 stat, approximately 11% of all abortions were obtained by women under 19 years of age.
So shocking
stats.
It's
shocking. And so there's obviously not only spiritual benefits, but there's physical benefits or physical consequences for not remaining sexually pure.
Well, and they are physical health benefits. I mean, you know, people mock abstinence education. They say, oh, it doesn't work. Guess what? The stats show it does work. But beyond that, purity is a panacea against teen pregnancy. It's a panacea against sexually transmitted disease. There's a 100% surety that if you are not engaging in premarital sex, that you're not going to get pregnant or contract some kind of STI. It's
right.
Just a fact.
So this is a great way to encourage young people to stand together, to stand for purity. When you've got Hollywood, you've got Planned Parenthood, and all the HRC and all these other organizations pushing at them to become sexually active. They're even teaching them as young as kindergarten what to do.
It's a shame.
So
what's
it's time to turn the tide, you know, and stand for purity. Not only because it's God's best, He asks us not to compromise, but you also look, like you said, the physical, emotional, spiritual benefits are huge.
Yeah, and regarding the emotional and social benefits of purity, research shows that couples who delay sexual intimacy until their wedding night have more stable and happier marriages and are less likely to divorce than couples who have premarital sex. Mm-hmm. So, you know, some people today, they want to like live together and see how things go.
Try each other out, yeah.
But that has shown from research that doesn't work.
Yes.
It fails. And also, you know, benefits include relationship stability is 22% higher. Relationship satisfaction is 20% higher. Sexual quality of the relationship is 15% better. And communication is 12% better for those who wait for sexual intimacy in marriage. So there's spiritual, physical, emotional, and social benefits to this. And that's the kind of message that needs to get out there. Not everybody is engaging in promiscuity and you're a prude for not doing that. And it's no problem. In fact, you know, you need to experiment. That's the message that they often hear from Hollywood, from
right.
Planned Parenthood and the public schools. And we need to encourage them. Encourage your pastor, encourage your churches to address this issue. And we've got Valentine's Day coming up. Include that in a message at your church. The benefits of having sexual purity for the young people. And, you know, we've had situations before where at one school, some of the people were wearing white and they were passing out little purity pledge cards to their fellow students. And I remember getting a word from one of our young girls, and she shared a story about how she asked this one girl, would you sign the pledge and let her know what it was about? And her face kind of dropped. And she said, I can't because I've not been pure. And the girl reached out with grace and forgiveness and said, well, today can be the very first day of a change in your life. And even though you may have messed up in the past, ask for forgiveness and move forward. And from this day, save yourself for your husband. And
that's such an important message.
Yeah. And the girl's face lit up. Mm. And she ultimately signed that pledge. So it is a redemptive movement. It's a redemptive ministry, and it's one to encourage. So if you're homeschooling, encourage your homeschool children in your co-op, if you're part of a homeschool co-op. Mention it to the private school. Mention it to the students in the public school and some of the student clubs. They can take this and run with it. It's February 14, and you can go to lc.org/Day of Purity. lc.org/Day of Purity. You can also find the Day of Purity on the Facebook. So you can search for Facebook Day of Purity or go to lc.org/Day of Purity. Make a difference. Encourage the young people and pray for them this coming Valentine's Day. For more information, visit lc.org/Day of Purity.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.